President Bush says Americans should be assured that all necessary steps are being taken to protect the country from terrorist attacks. Appearing at the Port of Philadelphia today, the president said that the U.S. is increasing its efforts to improve homeland security, even while pursuing the mission of disarming Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's message in Philadelphia was that the U.S. faces threats both at home and abroad, and that his administration is working on both fronts. He stressed that the war in Iraq does not decrease the administration's vigilance at home, where he said Americans understand the continuing threat of terrorism.
We know that our enemies are desperate. We know that they're dangerous. The dying regime in Iraq may try to bring terror to our shores. Other parts of the global terror network may view this as a moment to strike, thinking that we're distracted. They're wrong.
In that statement, the president once again implied connections between Saddam Hussein and terrorist organizations, though the president has in the past declined to cite any direct links between Iraq and the 9/11 attacks. He also says the war is justified by the possibility that the Iraqi leader would share weapons of mass destruction with terrorists. In his remarks, Mr. Bush did not directly address questions that have been raised over the past week regarding the U.S. war plan and the level of resistance shown to date by Iraqi forces. Instead, he spoke of the progress that has been made since the ground war began.
In 11 days, coalition forces have taken control of most of western and southern Iraq. In 11 days, we've seized key bridges, opened a northern front, nearly achieved complete air superiority, and are delivering tons of humanitarian aid.
Nor did the president talk about how long the war could last, saying only this:
many dangers lie ahead, but day by day, we are moving closer to Baghdad. Day by day, we are moving closer to victory.
The president delivered his speech in front of a Coast Guard cutter before an audience of more than 700 Coast Guard personnel. The Coast Guard is under the direction of the new Department of Homeland Security, but a number of its vessels have been deployed to the Persian Gulf and other waters in the region. Even as the president held this event to promote homeland security at a time of war overseas, he faces considerable criticism from some congressional Democrats and Republicans about the resources he has allocated to protect ports such as this one in Philadelphia. They say that the ports remain an Achilles heel in the war against terrorism, because only a tiny portion of containers coming into the country on ships are inspected. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.